news this morning, a year on, and senior government ministers are still having to defend their decision to replace Kevin Rudd with Julia Gillard. The Prime Minister will mark her first anniversary in the top job at a Labor Party conference in Perth today. The opposition says that she's achieved nothing since becoming Prime Minister, and the former Queensland Labor Premier Peter Beattie has repeated his call for Kevin Rudd to go. Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott have paid tribute to the outgoing Defence Chief at a dinner in his honour. Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston is retiring after 41 years in the Defence Force, nearly six of those as its commander. The Prime Minister praised his courage and his integrity. Hundreds of Syrian refugees have fled across the border into Turkey to escape another government assault. Syrian troops have begun massing along the border. Tanks have been entering villages in the area, and there have been reports of gunfire. Authorities in the United States have captured one of the country's most notorious crime bosses. James Whitey Bulger had been on the run for 17 years and is wanted for a string of murders that date back to the early 1970s. He was also the inspiration for the Martin Scorsese gangster film The Departed. Australia's main airlines have again cancelled their Trans-Tasman flights. The volcanic ash cloud from Chile is still hanging over New Zealand, so Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin have grounded their New Zealand flights today, but Air New Zealand and Tiger services are continuing as normal.